Lent begins this Wednesday, and during the 40 days of Lent, the church calls us to do certain penances that will help us grow in holiness. As the gospel says, helps us to remove the beam from our own eyes and to produce good fruit. The traditional triad of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are penances that have roots in both the Jewish tradition and our Christian tradition. We are reminded, as Jesus instructs us in Matthew chapter 6, when you pray, when you fast, when you give alms, he doesn't say if, he says when. So penance is something we are called to do all the time, not just in Lent. But during Lent, we are called to participate more fully in a life of penance in order to prepare ourselves, purify ourselves, if you will, for the resurrection of our Lord at Easter. Now, penance is an unpopular topic nowadays. Perhaps it's because we have become spiritually soft or even wimpy, valuing comfort and pleasure over abstinence and sacrifice. Some of us have become too overwhelmed with the cares and concerns of this world to have time for proper preparation for Lent. Whatever the reason, if we are ignoring penance, we are ignoring Lent. If we ignore Lent, we run the risk of ignoring Easter, letting it pass by unprepared. Penance is vital to our spiritual lives. There is no better time to practice penance than during Lent. We must take the time, if we haven't already, to prepare for a meaningful Lent. We do this through the penances of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. These disciplines help us in different ways to overcome our attachments to the material world and focus more clearly on a spiritual health. Prayer helps us overcome pride because prayer is the humble acknowledgement that we need God's help and that we cannot do things on our own. Fasting combats the lust of the flesh, teaching us to have control over our physical appetites, allowing ourselves to say no to ourselves and our physical desires. Giving alms combats the lust of the eyes, teaching us to become detached from worldly wealth, to overcome greed by sharing our wealth rather than keeping it all to ourselves. But when we get down to it, how should we enter a Lenten penance? First, it is important to keep in mind that penance is done for a spiritual purpose. Without a spiritual purpose, our actions run the risk of being spiritually dead or potentially harmful. If we decide to fast for Lent, which we should, it should be so that we can acknowledge God throughout the day and recognize him when we get hungry, to think of him and his sacrifice for us, and not so that we look better in a swimsuit or that we get more physically fit or try to lose the 10 pounds that we've had for the last 20 years. Secondly, all penance must also be preceded by an interior conversion of heart towards God. Penance, then, is simply an interior contrition of heart displayed through outward actions. We recall in the days of the prophet Jonah when the king of Nineveh repented from his sinful ways and had a conversion of heart. At the king's command, all of the Ninevites put on sackcloth and ashes and fasted at the dire prophecies of Jonah. True penance flows from the recognition of the seriousness of our sins and a sincere love for God. If we don't realize how good and loving our Lord is, and if we don't simultaneously realize how truly evil our sins are, we cannot be truly penitent. We can even run the risk of viewing God as an angry tyrant who we are trying to appease by just checking off a list of actions. Our penances do not add anything to God or make God any more powerful or glorious, but they do allow us to become more acutely aware of our need for Christ in our lives, our need to remove the wooden beam from our eye. God loves us more than we love ourselves. He pours out his blessings and grace on each and every one of us every day. Yet we often repay him with ingratitude and indifference, wounding him deeply with our sins, lust, anger, envy, slander, pride, selfishness, the list goes on and on. Sometimes we can be the worst children to our Heavenly Father. But like the parable of the prodigal son, he is always there to welcome us into his loving arms. Through his grace and mercy, he desires only to transform our hearts to love as he loves, selflessly, sacrificially, and without end. When we let these realities sink in to really penetrate our hearts, we are moved to true penance. This is when we prayerfully consider our penance at Lent. We need to make sure our acts of penance move us closer to God. You may be wondering why outward actions like penances are necessary. Doesn't God look on our heart? Of course he does. But with each one of our sins, real damage is inflicted, both spiritually and temporally, on our souls. Our souls are the most valuable thing we have. This damage must be repaired. Our soul is of infinite worth. Jesus bought it with his blood and has enriched it with his grace throughout our lives. The Holy Spirit, through our baptism, literally dwells within us. With each sin we commit, we are marring and destroying this priceless treasure, the temple of God within us. More than this, we are harming our relationship with our Lord. It is also important to remember that no sin is isolated when you are a member of the body of Christ. Whether we see it or not, our sin is wounding the spiritual reality that is the mystical body of Christ, the church, each and every one of us. When we repent, the whole body of Christ feels our repentance. The sacrament of reconciliation and true penance restore this broken relationship with Jesus and repairs the damage we have done both to his mystical body and to our own souls. As we are rapidly approaching Lent, remember, prayerfully ask God to reveal to you how he wants you to enter this holy and penitential season. Let us humbly present our lives to the Lord and allow him to reveal to us his plan for our Lenten journey. Recognizing that sacrifice is at the heart of true love, let us pray that through prayer, fasting, and giving alms, God will prepare our hearts and our minds for Easter and lead us closer to him, not only this Lent, but for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.